brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, when I call the Queen of England a hunchback sketchy, I've been sitting over a microphone for 18 years. I've kind of got the beginnings of a hunchback. And I got a lot of old folks I love that have hunchbacks. My point is that the globalists are really evil caricatures of, like, evil witches. And you got Quasimodo, the lovable hunchback. My point is that they're wicked, they're twisted, they're inbred, they're hateful. They're always digging up dead little kids on their property. And I mean, it's just, these are sick filth. I mean, they really are sick filth, and they've decided the whole planet's theirs. And they're in charge because they're intelligent and ruthless. And it's time for us to stop being such just pushovers. Good men have stood down and let evil take over. And it's time to reverse the tide, okay? That's what I'm saying. And the battle for civilization is going to be fought, and it's going to start here in America. You know that. The greatest evil is here. The greatest good is here. People ask, why is there that paradox? It's always that way. History's happening right now, folks. It's time to get aggressive. I don't call it arrogant. It's not arrogance. It's that you're in the right, and you are standing up, and don't be timid. The number one thing is be confident in your fight for liberty. Notice they're always telling us to be timid. Oh, be timid in politics. That's how you get ahead. Meanwhile, they're all arrogant and aggressive because they are running the show. Let's talk to Scott in California. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just had a... I've been a diabetic for 27 years. I got it from a vaccine when I was 5. Dr. couldn't tell me that. But my question was... Do you know anything about cures that have happened, but they don't go public because the companies can't make any money off of a cured disease? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you. Your phone was breaking up a bit. Go ahead.
Oh,
you're asking
okay.
me a question.
I had a question about
being a diabetic.
Just if there's any cures out there and these things have been kind of covered up. I know somebody that's high up in a cancer company.
I want to explain this. There are a lot of treatments that have been proven in many studies to help with cancer, to help with diabetes. Some people can reverse, depending on the type of diabetes they have, or slow it down. Ray Kurzweil says he's cured his. Undoubtedly, a lot of it's diet. But if your pancreas is already completely shot, or depending, I've had medical doctors on, I'm no expert on this, it depends. But anybody that says, we can diagnose cancer, we can cure it, we can, 100% is full of baloney. Undoubtedly, there are a lot of vitamins, minerals, treatments, things that if you just get off the GMO, you get off the aspartame, you get off the processed sugar, you start exercising, you stop eating the gluten. I mean, a lot of people on record are able to reverse it and control it down to the point where the doctors go, well, you're in remission, but you still have it. Because technically they don't want to say it can be cured because it can always come back. But we know this. Diabetes is up several thousand percentage points from what it was just a few decades ago. You can look that up yourself. So the biggest thing is don't get it to begin with. And, of course, some of it is genetic, but it's kind of like a you can have a genetic predisposition to be extremely skinny, or you could have a genetic whatever you call it, to, like, go bald or something like that. But if you do certain things, it makes you not go bald as quick. So there's mitigating things. They want to make it all about, well, you've just got this genetically, so that's why, you've got diabetes now. Not know with your genetics, if you eat a bunch of processed sugar, it's over. And it's like Native Americans on average, with their genetics on average, are known to not be able to handle alcohol. That's a fact. Whereas a Northern European that come from thousands of years of people drinking like fish, everybody that couldn't handle it already died. So people passed on genetic traits to be able to drink a lot more. Yeah, so again, that's what we're talking about here.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls coming up here in a few minutes. We're now well into the second hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by one of the top profilers, not FBI profilers, guys that writes big profiles, John Richardson, best-selling author as well. He wrote a big profile on yours truly in Esquire. That's not why he's joining us. His dad was the CIA section chief in Vietnam during the beginnings of the Vietnam War and the assassination of Viet Dinh. And he is going to be joining us to talk about that in light of all the new CIA news that has come out and more. And then I'm going to ask him about some of his favorite profiles. He's done them all. I mean, presidents, prime ministers, rock stars, the movie stars, all of them. A really interesting person, and I knew when I saw he did the big Ron Paul profile that was positive a few years ago. He's what you call a classical liberal. I knew that if he did a fake profile on me, a hit piece, that would hurt him doing other profiles, because real profilers, there's not many of them, are known for being real journalists or real reporters. So he did a positive profile, and it's got the left and the right pulling their hair out. Reason Magazine wrote a nice article about it. And it got a few things wrong or out of context. Because I do nuanced things. Of course, they cut 3,000 words out of it so that I can ask John on air what happened with that. But I would explain, I understand in rape or incest why women get abortions, but the agenda behind abortion is dehumanization. And now they're talking about killing babies after birth. That's why it's a state issue, and I'm pro-life. Well, that turns into, I understand why women get abortions. That's out of context. Or hey, I'm not against, gay people, who love each other or whatever. My whole point is, I'm not a hater. I don't hate somebody because of, just who they are. I hate the agenda that's been caboosed on to that whole thing of anti-family and sexualization of children that shouldn't be going on heterosexual or homosexual. And that just turns into, Alex isn't anti-gay. My whole thing is, I'm not here to be divisive. I'm not here to fight with people. Okay, I'm here to try to get a Bill of Rights, liberty, culture. I am a libertarian. But other than that, and I guess he's trying to make me look good to the left or something, I mean, it's really a sweetheart piece. And he said he was getting a lot of heat for it before it even came out. So that's why they cut thousands of words out that I guess exposed the New World Order. He had no control over that. But I'm already digressing off into that. I want to go to your phone calls here today. It's just that anybody who really listens to the show knows that we're the opposite of pushing racism. MSNBC says I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing and shows no proof. That shows, folks, that, and there's a bunch of other TV shows and publications attacking us, too. I don't usually cover it all because it gets boring. But just know this. We're on the mark. They're upset about what we're doing. Now, I want to play a clip here because this really illustrates why we had our big video contest. You can see the amazing top entries at Infowars.com/poll for Paul Revere, $115,000. I probably should have done about $30,000, but I want to do something really big to see what would happen, to find filmmakers later to work with. That was the main goal, but secondarily to make a bunch of great films that millions would see on different angles of liberty, to kind of have that pure organic, pure research, not where it's my lens, my darkly, my rose-colored darkly, my scanner darkly, but through your eyes, something really pure and organic from every angle. That happened. The White House and Health and Human Services, the same ones that say it's racist to oppose the foreign bank-written rape the public care, known as Obamacare. I mean, just so nightmarish. It's so bad, it's a joke. I mean, I can't even just say all the stuff. It's more than 50 things it does. Doubling your premiums, not covering pre-existing conditions, not unplugging granny, not giving care to people, not giving above 65 cataract surgery, not giving you hip surgery, not giving people life-saving stuff, puts death panels in control, just written by insurance companies to rob you. That fundamentally makes me angry. To then have snot-nosed authoritarians that call themselves liberals in Austin on Man on the Street videos we've done laugh at us and go, I'm with Obama. I like it, racist. I mean, you're just shallow dumbasses. Excuse me. Folks, I prayed to God that I stop engaging in mild profanity. My kids listen. My wife doesn't like it. I don't mean to do it. It's the word that comes in. I want to say what I think these people are. And I mean, I guess that's not bad. It means they're a donkey. So technically, I can say that. The point is, I'm trying to be clean here because I don't want to really fly off the handle, okay? It's just that watching poor people get abused really makes me mad. People ask, what makes me tick? I don't like watching people get conned. I don't like cheating people. I don't like stealing. Even my enemies, I don't then do dirty tricks to. Unless somebody's absolutely trying to bring me down, I don't even resist them. And I sure don't do it with dirty tricks. And other people, losers, just think dirty tricks are neat. They think that's how winners get ahead. They just dishonorable scum. Delusional, pathetic, soft filth is what I see out there just begging to be part of the trendiness, begging to imagine they're winners because they buy into all this fraud. You're not winners. You're the biggest schmucks, to use that great Yiddish word, the biggest suckers, the biggest marks, the biggest willful idiot fools I've ever seen in my life, and you are dangerous. Let's go to this. Let's go to this short clip here with the Health and Human Services promo, $30,000 so that young people, trendies is who their target is, part of the new PSYOP they're rolling out. They're going to have hundreds of these contests. I told you about this a few weeks ago. Can come out, and then they'll all be on local news and TV, and, oh, you're a star. You get on TV when you say what the government wants. And they're going to put billions of dollars out to every town, city, county. I told you about this. To where everybody goes, oh, I can't get a job, but if I go spout a line, I'll be on local news and all this. And then a few people will get a little money, but you'll have no future. I mean, this is the takeover. All Pentagon, CIA run, through these federal agencies, this is just the beginning. And that's why I've said, that's why all of you have to do YouTube videos. All of you, no matter how good it is, have to do a local radio show. You've got to find every crack you can in the info war and fire on the enemy. I mean, if this is the Alamo, folks, or this is Battle of the Bulge with the tanks coming across the bridge. I mean, this is it. Okay, we need Audie Murphy in the info war right now. Plus, you're not going to be scared once you get up on the gun, folks. You're going to actually go, oh, my gosh, it's so much fun to fight tyranny and not be afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to go all the way and really get aggressive. Come on and cross the line with me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Break on through to the other side. Come on. Come on and take a walk with us. Let's go ahead and go to Frank. I'll go to Frank in a minute. I'm sorry. Let's go to this video of the video with the propagandists putting out the bait for the little minnows to come in. Not only now they're going to put out propaganda on all the news channels, they're going to turn tens of thousands of young gibbering trendies into change agents to swarm around, bossing us around, all with electricity in their eyes, the reflected glory of Homeland Security now taking over. Here's the clip.
We want you to create your own video. Trendy. Tell your friends, sign up for health insurance. Win cash prizes. We're turning you into a dead surf. Look, you'll roller skate. You'll be a trendy skateboarder and play guitar. These were all your false dreams of being a movie star. But you'll actually be able to do it with the communist fist raised. You're young and you're invincible. HealthyYoungAmericans.org for the rules.
And by the way, if I had the money, I'd do another contest for 30 grand. I don't have the money, but I just am on faith going to do it. $5,000 contest, 1 month, we're announcing it. Problem is, I don't have the personnel to watch all these videos. So, I don't want to hear all the bitching and complaining, but it doesn't matter. I'll let you all complain that don't win. In fact, I won't do the contest. You win, I won't do one. No, actually, we're not doing one. I think everybody should just organically go out maybe do a contest making fun of this video. I mean, this is what the propagandists come up with, is that it's meant to tap into all the kids think they're going to be a DJ and be famous, or they're going to be a rapper or a rock star and be famous, because that's what they sell. You're not going to be famous working hard and famous with your kids having a great wife and great children and building a great future. No, because that's too easy to be fulfilled. They don't want you to ever be fulfilled, so you're always chasing Madison Avenue. While they try to shut down the power plants, the factories, the jobs, so that you have to go to them to be on welfare so they control your whole destiny. That's what this is about, is ending free will. Making you live on the digital reservation. The digital plantation. And so it shows them skateboarding, roller skating, BMX, flipping, hitting every niche, dancing, everything. You thought you were going to be a star? You thought your future was this way? You thought you could have a future this way? No. You do it by going to the federal government and putting out hundreds of thousands of videos pushing all sorts of mindless, drooling, fluoride head trendies up there telling us how great it is and telling you, flood the system because you're young and go demand insurance off the system to get you enrolled so you bring down the system even faster. Bring in the illegals. Get all the free stuff. Bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down. And there's the shields of the Republic. We're rotting inside. Politically, things are burning. The family's falling apart. Disease levels are shooting up. And the shields are fading in and out. And they're like, bring down the shields so hell can come in. I mean, literal re-education camps, black uniforms. uniforms, and they're just, bring down the shields! Bring them down! Bring down the shields! Ah, Satan is just saying, the shields are falling! Soon the whole earth will fall! The shields are, and the trendies are dancing, yeah, let our God in! Let him in! And they hit their gods, and they take them, and just rip them in pieces!
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, if you don't think the Soviets killing more than 60 million people, Mao upwards of 80 million, is hell on earth and the devil running wild, I don't know what is. And we got hardcore globalists here that really want to wreck this country and come after everybody. And all the middle class people out there, I don't care what color you are, who you are, you're going to lose everything under the New World Order. I mean, if no one will stand up to the foreign banks, they will take everything and go move it to Switzerland or a few other safe zones like Luxembourg. Okay? I mean, this is what they'll do, so you need to understand that. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls ahead of our guests joining us. But they just get people to buy into the idea that it's cool to be for tyranny. We have a video up on Infowars.com. Obama supporters signed a petition to put carcinogens in the water for Obama. As long as you say, for Obama, they do it. Let's kill babies, for Obama. Let's arrest gun owners, for Obama. Let's have a new Holocaust, for Obama. They sign it. Let's ban water, for Obama. And they just go, for Obama, for Obama. And you go, hey, you know, the health care bill's written to rip you off. Hey, you know, government involvement in health care is what made it get so expensive to begin with, just like education. Hey, you know, this has happened before. Hey, by the way, why do you think big banks are financing this? Shut up, racist! And it's just, they're literally just dumb, unintellectual people that walk around watching MSNBC and believe they're intellectual, and then their answer to you is, don't show off, racist. That's a lot of smart talk, racist. And you're like, actually, I will, get out of my way, racist. They're really pathetic. And just because they're pathetic doesn't mean I have to be their slave. Just because they can get a majority of people to want to be run over by the New World Order doesn't mean it has to happen to us. We have individual God-given rights, folks. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air, sir. I appreciate you calling in today.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to speak briefly to your, primarily, specifically to your young, new listeners, veterans, and active duty military. I've been listening to talk radio for about 23 years now, and pretty much heard it all. I was a big Rush Limbaugh follower for 16 years, so I know his whole diatribe. I know all of that, but there's a general that you probably didn't learn about in basic training or boot camp, and his name is Smedley Butler. He was a Marine Corps general. He was a two-time recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. You might want to go look him up on the Internet. His name is Smedley Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. He wrote a little book called War is a Racket, and that's exactly what it was then, and it's exactly what it is today. But I wanted to, for the young listeners out there that are new to all this, there are these war cheerleaders on mainstream talk radio. You know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly. I go on and on and on. For the past 20 years on my local radio stations, there's one thing all of these people have in common. Not one of them ever served in the United States military. You might want to think about that and go look up what Smedley Butler said. Thank you.
Well, notice that Smedley Darlington Butler, Frank, also stopped a coup that was planned by people in the U.S. government, namely Prescott Bush was the German front guy, and was able to stop it. They tried to hire him because he was an anti-communist at the time. The argument was, hey, we'll have a Nazi fascist government instead of the communists. So they always give you those different choices of tyranny. And he said, how about America? How about a republic? And he was able to blow the whistle on it, and they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings about it later, but it got swept under the rug because it was such a big deal. And I'm not defending Prescott Bush either, but at the time, you know, Hitler was like Man of the Year in Time magazine in like 37 and 39. He was a great guy. So, you know, that's how Prescott Bush got his power, was being one of their head bankers here in the U.S. But under the Harrimans and others, they were going to have a coup in the U.S. And when that failed, they came up with a plan of COG. If they could build a continuity of government system to stop a foreign takeover, they could use that program just like they tried to use it in Operation Valkyrie against Hitler. Legitimately, they were going to use COG illegitimately to take over America. And that's what Homeland Security is COG. And the COG is now heating up and dissolving the old republic. Because you have the old republic still there like an old bridge. And they built a new bridge that's tyranny. And now they're tearing down the old bridge. We're now going into that process. Does that make sense to you, caller?
Yeah, did you ever get that information back in January of 2009 where Rush Limbaugh went on that rant where he explained that he'd been lying all these years, and he started talking about the New World Order, CFR, Bilderbergs, how there was this elite group of people that actually controlled it, the president, Congress.
Yeah, I think that was dark. I think that was dark satire, though, because we all know CFR doesn't exist. Limbaugh said,
"We're on the march. The empire's on the run." Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 20th day of August 2013 on this Tuesday edition. And I can actually say we have a mainstream journalist, I don't know for how long, writing a decent piece on me for Esquire on, who actually did everything he said he'd do. He wrote, a fair piece. It has some stuff in there that's negative, because I am negative in some ways. I agree with some of the points in there that don't put me in that good of a light, because none of us are perfect. But John Richardson did what he said he would do. And I think that's the first time I've had a big mainstream writer for one of the big magazines actually keep their word. I mean, Texas Monthly did it to a certain extent, but was even a little more negative and I think unfair in some ways. But that writer did a pretty good job. But I'd had him on before about Tulia, Texas, where they locked up every black person in the town in the jail owned by the judge, basically. So he knew I was a good guy because I'd had him on helping get his story out nationwide on Tulia, Texas. And he did somewhat of a fair piece. And you know, Rolling Stone wasn't that bad because these profilers know that if they go out and do a period piece, people are going to go read it and realize, man, this guy, you know, makes stuff up. But I was worried, you know, saying, I don't think you'll get it published if it's truthful, because I'll be open with you and tell you the truth. And they did cut a few thousand words out of it, and it gets stuck in the back of the magazine. Usually his stuff's up in the front of the magazine. He's one of the top profile writers, I'd say in the top three in the country. He did a fair piece on Ron Paul, calling him Founding Father. He did the big piece at the end of the life with Charlton Heston. He's done hundreds of profiles. In fact, when I first looked him up, I said, I know who that guy is. Years ago, we tried to get him on to the publisher for his book, My Father the Spy, that came out 5-6 years ago, and I guess they got busy. He couldn't come on. Well, now he's here about that. So we're not going to get into Alex Jones too much here today in the hour that we have him. And I'm going to try to shut up because I'm like a wind-up toy. You turn me loose. I just like the Energizer Bunny go around banging cymbals together. But we went up to Hot Spring originally for 2 days. And then my kids got sick. One of them got sick while we were up there. So my wife said, can we just stay a few more days now that they're better? And I said, sure, and forgot, because I'm not usually flaky, that he was coming into Austin. So he was nice enough to fly. First, he flew in from New York to Austin, then up to Hot Springs in its kind of rotting beauty up there. And we hung out for a few days and then talked a lot on the phone. So he did a pretty good piece. It's interesting. In Esquire, the current issue, the September issue that's on newsstands, it came out last week. And just today, the piece went up online on the Esquire website that we have linked in a story on Infowars.com. Esquire publishes shockingly fair profile of Alex Jones. And they ask, is it a turning point for mainstream media? You know, I'm seeing actually more and more with reporters and journalists that they're doing more and more hardcore journalism, not just more accurate profiles. You know, there's kind of a parting of the ways. You're either getting pure hack MSNBC, Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing and he's a racist, or you're getting people that actually want to have integrity doing fairer pieces. I mean, I certainly don't come off as perfect because I'm not. I'm probably one of my biggest detractors. And then you've got the establishment panicking, saying, well, now we're going to engage in domestic propaganda. We're going to turn the CIA loose and the Department of Defense and propaganda. Well, that's been going on for a long time, but now the gloves are off. And so you're really going to see a lot happen the next few years, ladies and gentlemen, as there's a struggle, not just out in the private sector, but in corporations, because I don't consider them to be the private sector. They're bigger than government. And government itself about, do you love your kids? Do you love your grandkids? But I got him on, and I'm doing a characteristic Alex Jones rant here. John Richardson has a long, interesting bio, but I won't go over it all. But he writes for New York Magazine, Premier Magazine, Esquire Magazine, L.A. Times, Los Angeles Daily News, Albuquerque Tribune, you name it. And he attended the Southern California from 77 and Columbia University. And he has written a bunch of best-selling books. My Father, the Spy, an investigative memoir. I read it, I said 5 years ago, time flies. It was back in 2006 I read it. I think it came out in 2005. And he joins us now. Well, John, I bet you're in trouble with all your buddies now for not making stuff up about me.
Yeah, the liberal media is going to take away my card. I won't be able to walk down the street.
All right, well, I've been ranting enough. Let's talk about the piece and the Esquire article. Tell us about that process and what you thought you'd discover versus what you discovered and how you're the first person to do a fair piece on me.
Well, I don't know if I'm the first person, but I like that characterization of what was it, surprisingly fair. I can live with that. But you know, Alex, I think you're not a mean-spirited person. You don't have hatred in your heart for minorities or, you know, gays or whatever. You've got your point of view, which is, I think, pretty extreme, but it's sincere, and it, like I said, it's not mean-spirited. I didn't see a whole lot to hate there. We talk a lot about your ideas and how I think they discourage people from being involved. It's so blanketly anti-government that they discourage people from taking action and trying to improve things like Too Big to Fail, which I would like to see put through. I think we're on the same page with that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I didn't see a lot of hatred there. There's people. I've done a lot of Tea Party stuff, and there's people who I feel are haters, and they sort of make my skin crawl. Not all of them, certainly, not even most of them. But and that's the sort of thing where I would probably be less, surprisingly fair. But with you, you know, I didn't feel like getting into a fight.
You know, I'd like to get you on When You Do Profiles, or just on all the incredible people that you've interviewed. Out of the hundreds of profiles you've done, it's fair to say hundreds, right, John?
Yeah, probably 50, 60.
But you do other articles too. I mean, how many stories do you think you've written in your career?
Oh, God, thousands. Yeah.
Thousands.
Paper stuff, yeah.
Who has been your favorite profile in hindsight? What's evergreen? What gets better over time?
You know, it's hard to separate out the people who are really interesting from the story and how well it turns out. Like, one of my favorite stories was about Angelina Jolie, the actress, because she was real generous. She came over to my house and sort of, you know, freaked out for me and had a little nervous breakdown. And it led to a great story, and I had a feeling for her because she was in a troubled part of her life. So, you know, that it's not that she's necessarily the most fascinating person in the world, but it led to a really good story. I was pleased with that. But, you know, obviously it's really exciting meeting some of the great people of our culture. I spent 7 days with Jim Cameron when he was making Titanic. That was pretty epic. I spent a lot of time with a human rights researcher who was investigating torture back in the early days of the Iraq War. He was, you know, not a Jim Cameron type, but he was an American citizen out there struggling to do the best job he could and keep the country from doing horrible things. So, you know, gosh, it's a privilege to be able to hang out with people like that.
Chuck Heston.
It tells me I shouldn't complain so much.
No, it's awesome. Chuck Heston, you spent a lot of time with him right before he went off the radar and then died. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I traveled around the country with him for about a week, going to gun shows and stuff. He was doing his NRA support thing. And it was funny because, politically, he and I had nothing in common in a way, but he'd been an actor, obviously, for many years, and I'd covered Hollywood for many years, so we had that point of contact. And I just thought he was a lovely guy. He was really nice to me. We had some great dinners where he talked about showbiz and the great actors he'd worked with and movies he'd been in. And, you know, he was an old ham. He loved talking about that stuff. But also with other people on the signature autograph lines and dealing with the students who greeted him at college and all that. He was an incredibly gracious man, a really kind fellow. Plus, it struck me that he was, you know, he was doing all this on his own dime. I don't think the NRA was paying for it. He was pretty well off. And so he was traveling around the country. He was an old guy with a cane. And he was doing it, to advance the things that he believed in, the America that he believed in.
Exactly. He was on a mission because I only had him on my show twice, and whoever can find the other interview, I'd pay him. It's somewhere out there. We can't find it. But then he said, if you ever need to talk about strategy and, you know, anything, give me a call. And I go, well, when? Well, just if I'm here, I'll answer in my office. I guess he had another office at his house. And for months, I never called it. And I called it a few times, and nobody answered. Didn't have an answering machine. And one day, hello. And I talked to him like 20 minutes, and he encouraged me and stuff. And I never called him back again. And and then suddenly his wife says he's retiring, and he shouldn't be flying around doing this on his own dime. And he kind of, I think the doctors got him and drugged him, and he kind of disappeared. But the point is that, I mean, that's an icon, and he was such a real human. That really touched me, and I'm envious of you getting to spend a week with him.
Well, you know, I mean, I think maybe this is one of the reasons I didn't feel the need to trash you. It's because, like, I didn't agree with him about the guns and, you know, some of it, but not most of it. But I felt like he was doing what Americans are supposed to do, which is go out there and raise his voice and argue for what he believes in, and then we vote and work it out. I mean, that's... So I didn't have a problem with him. On the contrary, I respected his commitment. You know, he was a good guy. I was sad when he died, and I was angry when I saw the Michael Moore thing. I mean, it's funny because, like, Michael Moore, I might agree with a lot more, but I just thought he treated that poor old guy who was old and not, you know, all there completely.
But see, John, you're a real liberal. You're a real liberal that I like, not the fake liberals that are more like big city organized crime bosses manipulating the real liberals out there, just like neocons manipulate well-meaning conservatives.
Well, I'm the ineffective kind of liberal who you know, doesn't probably get things done. The hard guys who, like, you know how to fight politics are probably the ones that you and I don't like.
Well, again, John Richardson, who is the best-selling author of My Father, the Spy, is with us. The current issue of Esquire has got a pretty fair, interesting perspective on yours truly, but that's not why he's here today. I want to shift gears now into Your Father, the Spy, because... I don't know one-tenth of about Vietnam that you know, because I know you've really researched it, but obviously I've done some research. Gulf of Tonkin that got us into it, things like that. The new CIA stuff on the 53 coup, now confirming, you know, what Kermit Roosevelt wrote in his book about that in Iran. Tell us about your dad, growing up with him, and then, I mean, because he was probably there in one of the most key periods as the head CIA guy, what, in Southeast Asia, I guess.
Yeah, no, he was definitely the key guy in a lot of that stuff. You know, I mean, this is probably one of the reasons why I have this kind of ambivalent approach to stuff that's not too partisan, although I have my beliefs, because, you know, I grew up in the 60s and I had long hair and all that stuff, and yet my dad was this hardcore CIA guy, and as I got to know him better, I realized not only had he been pretty consequential, but I spent an awful lot of time wrestling emotionally with how I was supposed to feel about my old man. You know, he was one of these guys. He grew up in California, same town as Richard Nixon. So he was on the same team as Richard Nixon, a couple of year or two behind him. And it was a Quaker town, and he was just an idealistic, innocent kid like they could be back in the 30s. And the war came along. He was teaching in English and trying to be a anthropology student. The war came along, and he got swept up and put in the Signal Corps, and eventually they found out that he knew languages and stuck him in the CIA, in the counterintelligence corps in the military, which was kind of like the OSS. And what they did was, in Italy, you know, catch spies coming across the lines. I think during that whole time, like with so many of those World War II guys, his worldview became really fixed in many ways, and he was a guard. He was protecting the country. He was protecting the lines, protecting the battlefield, protecting his fellow soldiers. And after the war, they asked him to join the CIA, and he just went straight into that. And you know a lot about history, so you know how the Soviets clamped down on Eastern Europe and threw up the Berlin Wall and all that stuff. And it was a time when my father's generation of intelligence officers saw totalitarian of Nazi Germany and totalitarianism of communism identically. So they were very much, my dad was very much a man with a mission that he considered noble, and he was totally consumed by it. And I admired that. I mean, later as I got older and I started looking at it politically and what I thought about the Vietnam War and some of the things that his agency had done in El Salvador and in Iran, as you mentioned, I had more complicated feelings, but I admired the passion and the conviction. So that led to sort of a lifelong wrestling with politics and personalities and all of that. But yeah, in Vietnam, he was the head of the CIA in Vietnam. He was the guy who reluctantly participated in the overthrow and of Nodin Jam. He was gone by the time that he was assassinated. He installed the government of the Philippines into the presidency there, and then subsequently he worked closely with Nodin Jam in Korea. Park Chung-hee in Korea during the time of Park Chung-hee's famous dictatorship. So it was fun. It was exciting.
Well, I read the book. It was probably 6-7 years ago, but I remember it was a page turner. We're going to go to break soon and come back and get more into the book. But tell folks kind of the boil down of the book, what it follows.
Well, it's about his, you know, it's about his life and how, you know, the stuff that I just said about sort of how he got into it. But obviously it centers on Vietnam because that was the big deal. He was at a time when liberals like in the New York Times and liberal journalists were like assailing the government of Vietnam, South Vietnam, for being a dictatorship and putting high school kids in tiger cages and stuff like that. My dad's position was that he was the only leader who could successfully lead the country, that he had legitimacy that nobody else had, and that we should stop micromanaging his country and let him run his war. Americans like to micromanage foreign countries, so the ambassador, Henry Cabot Lodge, basically blew off my dad and blew off the president of the United States and had his overthrow regardless. I've read all the memos.
Stay there. Let's get into this because it gives you a bird's eye view into how there's even fights internally going on, and then project that onto what's happening in the Middle East right now with Egypt and Syria and Libya. John Richardson's our guest. We're going to reconnect with him on Skype because he's not drunk, folks. The Skype's slowing down, and then he talks normal for a minute, then it slows down for a sec. Just letting radio listeners know that's a Skype effect. We're not drinking yet. That comes later.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
By the way, folks, there's been some type of school shooting or scare in Atlanta. I hope it's not some other person on serotonin reuptake inhibitors who got the guns illegally again that does something so we can all be told collectively it's our fault, even though gun deaths are down over 60% since 1992, just the department's own numbers. It won't matter. If anybody's been killed, you know gun owners will be blamed. But I don't want to digress off into that. We're going to follow this as it unfolds. Third hour's coming up. John Richardson will be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. I know we got loaded phones, too, all over the place. But we got people calling in about checkpoints on highways, you name it. New security at Redskins games, you name it. A bunch of callers talking about the feds and Department of Defense, 401ks. I will get to your calls today. You may have to hold 30 minutes, but we're going to get to everybody here. Okay, let's go back to John Richardson, who we just reconnected with on Skype, the writer for Esquire magazine, whose father was a CIA section chief there in Vietnam during some very, very famous times. You're getting up to the point of the president and your father are saying, don't kill the South Vietnamese leader. But then it still went ahead and happened. And then I'm no historian, but a lot of historians say that's really when things did get out of control. That was probably a bad decision. So break down the politics of that to try to bring us up to speed today, where we wonder how agencies are fighting with each other. But this, I guess, is more of the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is interesting because they try to give an impression that they're in control of stuff and that everybody knows what they're doing and that they're communicating. But communication is tough and people have egos. And Henry Cabot Lodge, you know, who was whose people spoke to God, it was his joke, was an old American going back to the Revolution, top family. He had a distinguished history, and he felt like, you know, he knew a lot better than this young upstart named Kennedy how they should run Vietnam. He was it's unbelievable reading this stuff. He was incredibly arrogant. He had, like, contempt for the Vietnamese and for the president of Vietnam. He made up his mind before he got off the plane that they were losers who needed to be overthrown.
It's safe to say he was on a superpower trip.
Well, he was a very elite East Coaster, as elite as you can get. He was incredibly arrogant, and he felt like, he was old school imperialist in the sense that, you know, they should do what we tell them to. You know, it's very hard for anyone to know now, or any counter history is always like a game, whether Vietnam would have been different if we hadn't overthrown Diem. But we definitely know what happened when we did overthrow him, which was sort of what my dad predicted, was that none of the generals who thought that they could run the country really could run the country. And you have a situation of rolling chaos with one government after another, which, you know, it may be very similar to what ends up happening in Egypt now, for example. But, you know, what's really fascinating about that case, and where I have to, like, throw it in your face, Alex, is that I've read all the internal letters that have been made public of the White House's deliberations during that time. And now that so much time has gone past, they've made all that stuff public. And Kennedy was like, I don't want to make up my mind right now. Tell Ambassador tell the ambassador lodge to you know, cool his jets for a little while. I want to talk to other people. I want to get some fact finding. Send some generals. Send General LeMay out on a fact finding mission. You know, he kept stalling. Basically, he didn't want to pull the trigger and make the decision.
Hold on, back in 60 seconds. I'm explain this to me when we get back. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.